We don't deserve dogs. All his life, he tried to be a good person. Many times, however, he failed. For after all, he was only human. He wasn't a dog. Charles M. Schultz. Sheba was our German Shepherd. We got her when I was very young. She was with us in Spearfish. We took her to Cuba with us. She was with us through all of our moving before we settled in Kingman. That dog was one of few constants in a life full of change and adaptation. She was an old dog when we got to Arizona. One day, coming home from school at 14 years old, I noticed she was struggling to walk. As I was home alone, and as I approached her, I could see her tongue was hanging out one side of her mouth. "Sheba?" I questioned. A small set of stairs connected a block wall addition to our single wide trailer, located on a 3/4-acre lot along Diagonal Way in Kingman. I perched myself along the top of the stairs and called her to me. She clumsily lumbered to me, and her nose and her head pressed under my arm. I helped settle the front half of her into my lap. It hadn't yet hit me what was happening. Over the course of the next 5 minutes, alone with my dog, I saw her breathing slow and then stop. I was looking into her eyes when I thought I saw her pupils suddenly dilate. She was gone. She died in my arms. Minutes were like hours as I processed what had happened. Alone, I was left bellowing for a while before panicking. I called my stepdad, John, and let him know that something was wrong. By the time he arrived, all that was left was a temporarily broken young man and the shell of his best friend. We buried Sheba as a family in some open desert between our house and the Kingman Airport. That awful experience devastated me, but also awakened something important in my mind, that everything is temporary. All of our existence is fleeting. I learned a hard lesson about mortality. I have to admit it was a somewhat selfish goal to get a dog for my kids. I wanted them to have the same awareness of life's fleeting nature because it forced me out of the fake paradigm being shoveled to us through the mainstream. I've met many people who live in a state of denial about their own existence. It sounds strange, but I got a dog, fed and cared for it for years, picked up all its poop, dealt with the chewing and barking, the anxiety, specifically to teach my kids about mortality. Dogs make us happy for other reasons too, but the focus that comes from this kind of loss is undeniable. The loss of a pet can help a child build strength for other more potent and pressing personal losses. We ended up getting a yellow lab named Sheba. She was from a puppy mill in Tucson. The first moment we brought her home, I plopped her down in the living room, and she proceeded to poop on the carpet 3 times. It was an omen of sorts. It's the nature of Labrador retrievers to be singularly focused, not particularly obedient. She was nothing like our German Shepherd, but she was tolerant of our daughters, and they quickly became best friends, with the girls mimicking many of her behaviors, dressing her up constantly. The bond between our kids and the dog grew strong quickly. My cousins, growing up, had a lab mix named Butchie. He was a good dog from Leeds, South Dakota. I had it in my mind to get a new dog every 5 years, so we'd always have one old enough to mount a defense against intruders. Sheba was around 5 years old when we found Butchie, a half-lab, half-Australian shepherd. In my mind, Sheba would become an adoptive mother. Unfortunately, this did not happen. She attacked him violently on multiple occasions. Butchie is 12 as of the time of this writing, and to this day other dogs make him really nervous. Butchie's an incredibly smart, obedient, patient, wily, unique, and funny member of our family. I have occasional pangs of phantom guilt, knowing why I got dogs for our family. But since they have joined us, the amount of joy and fulfillment we receive is incalculable. The loyalty they have, Butchie in particular, is humbling. Sheba died a few years ago, but not naturally in our home. She was a vociferous tail wagger. In the backyard, she wagged her tail so incessantly against the brick wall that at the end of her tail, a split formed and an infection spread throughout her spinal column and into her major organs before we realized it. My wife and I put her down after a tearful goodbye at home, hardly as impactful as my experience with Sheba 1. Now, to our family, Butchie seems like a developmentally retarded 10-year-old human. We love him dearly, and he's been an integral part of our lives. I'm dreading the time when he finally passes away. But I also know that even in death, he will provide value to our family. Words defy me to express how grateful I am to all of the dogs we've had in our family through the decades. Our dogs' unwavering loyalty and love reinforces my belief that there is objective morality, and that domesticated dogs are perhaps the best example on earth that goodness follows the stability of family, sturdy shelter, and bountiful food. The cows in the field, they are all apart. They need you to run out and do your part. Cow dog, cow dog, cow dog. Laying in the sun, rolling, having fun. The day is done and there ain't no work done. Cow dog, cow dog. All ye young cow dogs to the barn in the yard. Yippin' and playin' ain't no cows. The cowhands sayin'.